You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
That's right, this is State of the States, our weekly feature unpacking what's been going down in the USA over the past week with our correspondent Nick Sawani from WNYU, radio station from New York University. This week, we talk the shooting on congressmen in Virginia that happened quite recently and Jeff Sessions' eye-opening testimony from Tuesday evening.
There have been a lot of exciting Senate hearings this past week.
Tell me about it. Yeah. I just wanted to touch briefly to start off with on the shooting in Virginia being right. Quite a fresh story. So, I mean, there was a shooting on congressmen practicing for a charity baseball game. Was this a politically motivated attack?
You know, if someone's trying to shoot a congressman, it's probably politically motivated. House Whip Steve Scalise he's in critical condition.
Congressman, can you hear me?
And it was after a shooting at baseball practice. So he's the House Whip, which means he's the person appointed by the Republican Party to basically like figure everything out politically, find out which senators or which representatives are voting where on laws. And so he's a very important member of the Republican Party. And yeah, it looks like someone, there was a shooting. The alleged gunman, according to President Trump, has been killed. And at least six people, including him, who's the third ranking member of Republican leadership, have been hospitalized.
So is he in critical condition? What's it looking like at the moment?
So he's in critical condition. He's had surgery and he's out. He had one surgery. He might need another one. We don't really know. All we know is that he's in critical condition, so it's still kind of up in the air whether or not he'll be okay.
So what do we know about the shooter?
We just know his name is James Hodgkinson. He's 66 years old, and he's from Belleville, Illinois. He was apparently a strongly anti-Trump Bernie Sanders supporter. And also something interesting about
investigators are digging into the past of
about the congressman was that he was... He was also, something people didn't like about him was that he was a big lobbyist for the NRA, which is the gun organization.
All right, so it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds over the next few days, I suppose. So moving on to the testimony of Jeff Sessions on Tuesday. I saw the New Yorker wrote, it was dismissive, incoherent, evasive, and shameful testimony. I mean, is this accurate? What went down? It looks like the issues were mostly in his inability to sort of accurately recall any information. He was just very vague.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, it was in stark contrast, really, to what we saw James Comey testifying about. Like, James Comey, when he couldn't answer a question, he saved it for the closed setting. Jeff Sessions kind of evaded questions and was like, I'm not going to answer this question, whether it's in an open or a closed setting. And, you know, while James Comey had this air of like, I'm here to tell you what's going on, however I can, Jeff Sessions was clearly there despite not wanting to be. And there was a lot of people that were very disappointed that he's not coming out and being honest and still trying to be on Donald Trump's side, apparently, even though there's, you know, a lot of evidence that he had interactions with any Russian, you know, members or had information on threats from Russia that he just didn't share. But he's been very evasive about answering those questions.
So what do you think his goals were coming into the testimony? What do you think he was trying to achieve?
I think he came into the testimony so that he could say that he testified and that he therefore has nothing to hide. However, what the effect has kind of been is that he's clearly trying to hide a lot. You know, whenever someone goes around answering questions, especially so close to someone who directly answered questions as honestly as possible with James Comey, people are very disappointed in Jeff Sessions. You know, he talked about how, like, he had nothing to do with the Russia threat, whereas, hold on, can you
Yeah, you're good. You can take a call if you want.
No, no, sorry. There's a fire alarm going. Okay.
Oh. In a turn of events, Nick unfortunately had to cut our interview short due to said fire alarm. So I will just quickly wrap up what happened at the end of Sessions' testimonial. So Comey said last week that after an encounter with President Donald Trump, in which he said Trump pressured him to back off an investigation into the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, Comey implored Sessions to make sure he was never left alone with the president again, but that Sessions didn't respond. This week, on Tuesday, Sessions downplayed Comey's request, saying he gave me no detail about what it was he was concerned about. Following up with, he didn't recall this, but I responded to his comment by agreeing that the FBI and Department of Justice needed to be careful to follow department policy regarding contacts with the White House. In his testimony, Sessions has definitely been protecting himself, Trump, and the White House. He's been very deliberate in what he's been saying. The tamping down of Comey's statements and his deliberately vague way of responding to questions regarding his relationship to Russia has resulted in many people wanting to know more. There are talks that Senate investigators want to bring Sessions back in for questioning later this year. What will be interesting to see with that is that, and what yet isn't clear, is that Trump may be forced to use his executive privilege to stop Sessions from testifying again. Sessions cited a Justice Department policy that blocks officials from testifying about private discussions with the president, indicating that there is information there that is worth hiding, or they seem to think so anyway. The Russian investigation definitely seems to be getting a bit of a thicker plot.
Excuse me, I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
Just to add to the end of that State of the States, we did have some breaking news that broke just before the show. So we do have Trump, who is now officially under investigation for potential obstruction of justice. So this is quite big news. This is the story has overshadowed his presidency so far, but this is the first time that it has implicated Trump personally. The allegations reportedly center on Trump's efforts to encourage Comey to drop an investigation into Michael Flynn. In addition to his alleged attempts to influence Comey, Trump reportedly intervened with Dan Coats, the director of National Intelligence, in an attempt to ask him to persuade Comey to back off the FBI investigation of Flynn, a close Trump ally. So what's interesting is that Trump has said that Comey has said things that were untrue while under oath, and he has also said that he is 100% willing to testify himself under oath before Congress. So in the next coming weeks, it's going to be very interesting to see whether or not he will go back on his word on this, whether or not he will testify to defend himself, and just to see what happens, really. It's going to be interesting. Watergate 2.0.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.